They accept veterans. They accept minorities.
Talk as if you know what my abilities are. If you, as if you have talked to my doctors. You have
can't
not.
Work
and you do
from
not.
Home?
No.
Why is that?
Because I can't.
Oh, you can spend all day on the internet, but you can't spend part of the day on the internet being employed.
Like I said, you talk as if you know, you do not.
Okay. Okay. Well, whenever you want to get better, we'll have another conversation.
Like I said, you blame me for it. That is the problem.
It's been 4.5 years. It's time for you to start to heal.
Like I said, blame me for it.
And the first step,
that's the problem,
is forgiveness. If you want to latch on to hatred, and if you want to latch on to holding a grudge, go right ahead.
Blame me for it? That is the problem.
Nope, this is not your fault. We can get forgiveness for anything we have done. We have the grace of God upon us.
You blame me for it? That is the problem.
No, I never did blame you. Nobody ever blamed you, Nicole.
It's what you just did.
The situations are
you said it is my fault that this is how things are.
Nobody said it was your fault, Nicole. That did not come out of our mouth. That came out of yours.
Believe what you like.
Dad and I never said it was your fault.
You've got to forgive other people for what they have done to you.
Because I have not forgiven people in your view, therefore this is all my fault.
No, it is not. That's twisting.
That is not twisting anything. That is logic.
How you psychologically heal is to forgive other people. You're never going to heal if you hold on to a grudge. And if you
love
hatred,
what you like.
Which apparently you love hatred very much.